several years after the city adopted its Open Streets program, allowing neighborhoods to block off a street so residents can hang freely sans traffic on the weekend, the initiative continues to cause much divide. Take the Vanderbilt Open Street in Prospect Heights. The ongoing feud between those for and against blocking off the major Brooklyn corridor spilled into the open, even involving an elected official during a late February meeting when the Prospect Heights Neighborhood Development Council, PHNDC, a group that organizes the Vanderbilt Open Street, hosted its annual meeting. Opponents holding signs protesting the nonprofit group, Prospect Heights Neighborhood Development Council, PHNDC. Photo. Asar John. Several people at the meeting held at PS9 on Underhill Avenue don signs expressing disdain for the neighborhood nonprofit, which said, PHNDC doesn't speak for us, and, PHNDC you don't speak for me. The signs were raised while Borough President Antonio Reynoso gave opening remarks to kick off the meeting. Reynoso, who said he had planned to speak for 5 minutes, stayed longer after residents argued with him about his support for the program. I support Vanderbilt Avenue Open Streets, straight up, I do, said Reynoso, in a heated exchange with Prospect Heights resident Linda Balsama, who wants the days and hours of the Vanderbilt Open Street cut down further. Many opposing residents have argued that the pandemic-era program was not necessary anymore, despite the hours being cut this year. The event will run from May to September instead of the original April to October schedule. Additionally, the Sunday hours will be cut, with open streets ending at 5 p.m. instead of 10 p.m. In a Streets blog article, PHNDC attributes the schedule reduction to a lack of financial support from the city. For those of you who wanted to compromise, who wanted to negotiate, I think a 40% reduction in hours is quite substantial, PHNDC Vice Chair Saskia Higgins told the crowd at PS9. Balsama snapped back, mentioning that Mitchell's Soul Food, a restaurant on Vanderbilt, was suffering due to the Sunday closure, and that a 5 p.m. end wouldn't help the restaurant's case. James Brommel, the manager and chef at Mitchell's, told BK Reader he was fearful that the 40-year-old business could permanently close if they continue to experience losses during the closure of Vanderbilt. Most of his customers are churchgoers who patronize Mitchell's after Sunday church service, and rely on private vehicles, access a ride, or the B69 bus to get to the restaurant. But when the street is closed on Sundays, Brommel said those patrons face difficulty getting to the restaurant and have decided to skip out on dining there. Hopefully they can try to work out something so I don't have to close, said Brommel in a phone call, mentioning that he plans to meet with the New York City Department of Transportation and Councilwoman Crystal Hudson, who represents Prospect Heights. On Fridays, Vanderbilt from Atlantic Avenue to Park Place closes at 4 p.m. for the preparation of open streets, with the event beginning at 5 p.m. One meeting attendee complained that the 4 p.m. closure, during rush hour, causes congestion on surrounding streets from buses and cars being rerouted throughout the neighborhood. It's an absolute nightmare Friday, said Talada, who only gave her first name. If you're gonna do it Friday, do it at 6 p.m. Nobody's eating that early for dinner at 4 or 5 p.m. anyway. PHNDC Chair Gib Vacconi responded by saying that it's a lengthy process to get Vanderbilt prepared for open streets, which is why the street closed to vehicles almost an hour ahead of programming. Meanwhile, some attendees asked Vacconi about a potential open street starting on Washington Avenue, to which he said the PHNDC isn't involved with planning. I believe the Department of Transportation is taking the potential for some kind of event on Washington Avenue into consideration, said Vacconi. I can't tell you more because we're not doing Washington Avenue. In an email, the DOT did not answer BK Reader's question as to whether the department had any knowledge of plans for a Washington Avenue open street. The department did say that no parking signs on Vanderbilt Avenue would be updated this spring to reflect the new open street schedule. Gib Vacconi declined to answer follow-up questions from BK Reader after the meeting or via email. Vanderbilt isn't alone in being cash-strapped. According to Streets blog, the Fifth Avenue Business Improvement District in Park Slope withdrew organizing from its open street due to low funding.